Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call, because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't try to escape suffering, they embrace it. Let me say that again. Real men don't try to escape suffering, they embrace it. Guys, this week on the Real Men Check-In, I want you to get honest with yourself and with God. Now, if given a choice, would you choose suffering for God or a pain-free life without God? Hey, let me ask that question again. I say, if given a choice, would you choose suffering for God, or would you rather choose a pain-free life without God? Now, I really want you to think about that before you answer. Would you choose enduring suffering that involves physical pain, financial struggles, peer rejection, disobedient children, a difficult marriage, disrespect and persecution, all for God's glory? Or would you rather have perfect physical health, financial security, a problem-free marriage, peer acceptance, obedient children, and respect with no persecution without God? Well, the reason I ask is because I believe most of us as Christian men would choose a pain-free life over a life of freedom in Christ. At least I hope I'm wrong. Anyone who knows me and knows about my faith walk knows that Paul is my favorite character in the Bible. For so many reasons, for too many reasons I can possibly cover in this segment. In fact, if I could have dinner with just 5 people, dead or alive, Paul would definitely be in my top 3. So whenever I read Paul's epistles, especially when he's speaking to Timothy, I like to pretend Paul is directly speaking and mentoring me, because it makes me feel close to him. Now, with that being said, I came across 2 Timothy chapter 3 in my quiet time this morning, because it included one of my memory verses, specifically speaking, 2 Timothy 3:12, which says, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Now, the first thing that jumped out at me in the text was the progressive verb will be. Paul didn't stammer or stutter. He didn't say might be, or could be, or even possibly. He said definitively will be. Now, the second thing that jumped out to me in the text was Paul said, "All who desire to live a godly life in Christ." Now notice, he didn't say some, not the unfortunate few, or not the super spiritual, or even God's chosen elite, but he said all. So as I read 2 Timothy chapter 3 in its entire context, the Holy Spirit revealed the following to me. 1, we shouldn't be shocked by difficult times. We shouldn't be shocked by struggles or persecution, especially for righteousness' sake. Paul was telling Timothy to expect them, not be shocked by them, because they're coming. Because he reminded Timothy that this will be a sign that we're living in the last days. Now, secondly, from a human heart perspective, Paul said we would know these are the last days based on our personal desires. He said people, society, culture, they will all begin to focus more on what they want rather than what God wants. They will be more concerned about fulfilling and satisfying their flesh rather than praying for and pursuing God's best. Third, Paul said that people will appear and act religious. However, they will reject the power of God that can actually transform their selfish hearts and foolish desires. Now, interestingly enough, Paul warns us to stay away from and avoid such people, but that's for a whole nother discussion. Now, lastly, Paul ends the first half of 2 Timothy 3 that these religious teachers will oppose the truth, but eventually they will be exposed. But when Paul gets to verse 12 and reminds Timothy, based on his own personal experience, that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But what's interesting is what Paul says right after that in verse 13. Paul says, but the evil people and imposters will flourish. What? Paul said, those who are in pursuit of righteousness will be persecuted and suffer, but the evil ones will prosper and flourish. Now, is Paul serious? Yes, he is serious. But he also said that those same people will deceive others and in turn will be deceived themselves. So how are we as followers of Jesus Christ supposed to respond to what seems to be unfair and unfortunate? Paul answers this in verse 14 by commanding Timothy to remain faithful to the things he's been taught. And we as men are expected to do the same. We are to cling to the truth God has revealed to us through the Holy Spirit and through his holy word. Paul says, because you can trust where it came from. Wow. And Paul reminds Timothy and all of us in verse 16 and 17 that all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is right and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. And God uses this to prepare and equip us to do every good work. So as I've reflected on what I read, as I always try to do, I asked God, what does this scripture, 2 Timothy 3, say and reveal about me? And what do you want me, God, as your faithful servant, to take from it? And I'm going to share with you what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. I asked God, I said, God, what sin do I need to confess or avoid in reference to this scripture? And the Holy Spirit said, don't curse, complain, whine, or murmur about persecution and suffering, especially when it's done for my sake. Then I asked God, God, what promise can I claim here? And the Holy Spirit reminded me of Jesus' words on the Sermon on the Mount, specifically back in Matthew 5:10. He says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And he also took me to Philippians 4:7-8, that the testing of my faith builds perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work in me so I will be mature and complete in Christ, lacking nothing. And I asked God, God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change in reference to this text? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that in the midst of my suffering, look for the purpose behind it instead of focusing on the pain in it. I asked God, God, what command do I need to obey in applying this scripture to my life? And the Holy Spirit pointed me back to Philippians 4:6. To count it all joy when I face trials of many kinds. God said, trust in my sovereignty, not your suffering. In other words, offer me a sacrifice of praise when you're going through pain. And I asked God, God, what example should I follow in applying this truth? Who can I look to? He said, look at Paul's life. Paul didn't avoid suffering, but rather he embraced it, and he relied on my strength, not his own, in order to endure it. And you are to do the same. Because remember, real men don't try to escape suffering, they embrace it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, if you didn't know that already, and we're now the number one rated podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button, and may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast, it's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.